To Native Americans and other ancient peoples, the sky was a storybook of heroes, legends, and predictions. During the month of May, the Versant Power Planetarium gives folks an opportunity to take a special look at the folklore of the night sky. Planetarium Director Sean Lotch gives Star 97.7 a preview.
In the month of May, our general public program on Friday nights is Legends of the Northern Sky. And this program is out of Canada. It takes a look at Native American astronomy, how they use the sky, some of their sky stories and legends, and of course is followed by a tour of our own night sky with stars, constellations, planets, things of that nature.
That's every Friday night in May at 7 p.m. Tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. The Earth, Moon, and Sun. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7 there's much more to their relationship than our recent amazing eclipse.
Our children's program on Sundays at 2 o'clock is Earth, Moon, and Sun, which takes a look at the relationship between those three objects, not just eclipses like we had recently, but also moon phases, of course, a little bit about how the sun changes its path through our sky in the different seasons of the year, and a look basically at how the moon is very important for all life here on Earth. A really fun program for families.
That's the Planetarium's Sunday programming for kids beginning May 5th and every Sunday during May at 2 p.m., Tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. Take that stairway to heaven as you sit back and relax with the Versant Power Planetarium's Sunday music programming in May. Planetarium Director Sean Lotch says it's music by a classic that defined rock in the 70s and is still relevant today.
Our music show during the month of May is Led Zeppelin. So for those folks who enjoy that band, they will be, again, back in the dome with some of their classic hits as well.
That's Sunday afternoons at 4 all through the month of May. Tickets at astro.umaine.edu or at the door. The planetarium is located on the campus of the University of Maine in Orono. Several folks recently reported seeing a fireball in the sky over down east Maine. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium, tells Star 97.7, you just might see a similar sight if you're up early this Sunday morning.
On Sunday, May 5th, is the peak of the Eta Aquarius meteor shower. That is best seen in the early morning hours between sort of 3 and 5 a.m. There's a good chance that we'll get a decent number of meteors. You might see up to 30 meteors an hour. And this year's shower should be pretty good because the moon is just a little bit before a new moon, so it shouldn't interfere too much with those meteors.
Lotch says we'll be losing Jupiter into the glare of twilight by the end of May, but Mars and Saturn will reappear this month, low in the morning sky and climbing higher as the month goes on.